Fans, great to have you back with us on this Saturday night. A pleasure now to bring in a very special person, and that is Colleen Edwards. She's the Director of Marketing for River Islands, riverislands.com. You know that Ron Wotus and I have talked about River Islands for a couple of years now, and we can't say enough about it, how much we love it. And Colleen, it's a pleasure to have you with us on the show. How are you doing?
I'm excited. I've got to tell you, Marty, it's thrilling to be here, and we're coming off of one of our best weeks in history, and our history goes back almost 6 years, so that's saying a lot.
Well, it is. What's behind all that? And, you know, I talked about it on the show a few weeks ago that, you know, things have changed in the Bay Area. A lot of people working from home. Real estate is not taking, there's no pandemic in real estate right now, I'll tell you that. And all of a sudden, River Islands sort of has a little different picture to it. Tell us about it.
Well, think about this. For all of the folks whose entire lives and real estate choices have been based around how close they are to their job center, what if the job center was the guest bedroom in their house? If you take the commuting part out of it and you can live anywhere, wouldn't you want to live somewhere that kind of supported your lifestyle and had good schools for the kids and had a running trail or something? So I think that that's what we're seeing now in people coming out to visit and tour and buy River Islands.
You know, it's funny, with interest rates low, and I've talked about on the show how much it costs to rent in the Bay Area with homes in the mid-400,000s at River Islands. It becomes a lot different proposition for people, and I think that's part of it as well.
Oh, I've got to say that when you think about what one would have put aside every month for a rental in the city or down the peninsula, and you think about what your monthly payment would be with these low interest rates that we've got and no sign of that changing anytime soon, people can equate that and go, oh my gosh, I could have a 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom, a real house with a real yard, and I can afford it. And I think that people get excited about it. And you know what happens a lot is some of the houses are so large. There's 6 bedrooms. There's an in-law suite. I mean, they really get to be something. Is you'll see the grandparents and the parents moving in together. And then the grandparents are looking out after the little kids, or maybe they're teaching them now. And then the parents are working. So it's nice when we've got so many different styles of homes, so many different neighborhoods of homes, that people can pretty much decide how big is a lot going to be? Do they want to live near a park or on a lake or close to a trail? And then, you know, what's the monthly payment feel like? How comfortable can they get with that? And I think that, as much as anything, is why we're so popular.
Boy, I agree. Colleen Edwards is with us, Director of Marketing for River Islands. And Woe and I have talked about it. Riverislands.com, the virtual tour that's there, the house plans that the builders have put there, so you can do it all online, which is really nice. Colleen, Woe and I talk about all the things to do, and we talk about bocce ball and the kayaking and the trails, but east of Tracy and Lathrop, and it's really just the gateway to Northern California, isn't it?
Well, you know, what people think about when they think about heading out past Tracy is they've all been by River Islands because they're used to seeing Deloso Family Farm for the big pumpkin patch. Every year around Halloween, about 250,000 people go to the pumpkin patch there. And we're right next door to that. So often people come in and say, well, this is why we knew all about you. But, you know, we're right on the San Joaquin River. In fact, people go on, they run and they walk and they talk to their friends on the big trail that we built along the San Joaquin River there. We always tell people that it's easy to stay 6 feet apart when you live on 5,000 acres.
You know, it's funny. There's so much going on, and we've adapted to so much. What's going on right now at River Islands? What's open? What's available for people right now? Because I know things are going to loosen up, but still we have our health protocols. So how are you dealing with it out of River Islands?
Well, I never thought that I would tell people out loud not to come out. But for right now, unless you have an appointment, you really shouldn't come out or you'll be disappointed. We are upholding all the health protocols. And so people have to have an appointment with a builder to be able to come in at a certain time. But the trade-off of making the appointment is you're guaranteed a private tour through the models, You have private time with the sales counselors. There's only two of you and maybe your broker. That's the entire party for the group. So the good thing is that we're looking out for everyone's health. And then we're also taking care of our own. Can you imagine anything scarier than being a salesperson whose life is to have people come approach them and sit across the desk from them and have a long talk about their future? So masks and spraying things. People've got gloves. One of my builders says that he just asks people to pretend they're in a museum and enjoy everything. But he said, you don't need to open that cabinet door. Inside, it's the same cabinet that you remember it being.
Well, and I guess it's easy to be 6 to 12 feet apart when you have 5,000 acres to walk around.
Right? So I was going to tell you what else is open there right now. So every sales office, and there are 14 different neighborhoods open right now. So everybody has models. Everybody has a sales office. So they're all open, but by appointment. And if you go to riverislands.com, it'll give you all the information about each of the neighborhoods. So you can go ahead and make that appointment. Or you can call our Welcome Center number, which is 209-808-5168. That's also in the website. And Jamie, our Welcome Center manager, will talk to you about what you want, help you decide what do you actually want to go look at. We have single-story houses. We have houses that are two stories with a master down, so it lives like a single-story house. And as I was saying, I've got houses that are large enough to house two families at the same time. So that's open and going on. I was very happy that our Boathouse restaurant and pub has reopened for takeout. And, you know, we have a 3,000 square foot deck around that restaurant because the bocce courts are there, the sand volleyball courts are there. It's quite an operation. So it's not a surprise to see people taking out some of Marcus's best known meals. And sometimes they only take them out as far as the porch and sit 6 feet apart from the next group there and just enjoy that and kind of enjoy the community spirit. As I mentioned, the trail, of course, is open. And then, Marty, I mean, one of the things that you and I are most excited about is the number of lakes that we've built. When you head out to the Central Valley, you think everything's going to be flat and hot. And when you come to River Islands, everything is blue or green. It's either a park or it's a lake. And so people are out on the lakes because houses have their own docks. And they are out on kayaks and paddle boards and canoes. And that's a sight. It's just beautiful.
Mm. You know, it's amazing to just to I sit back and listen, and the images I love. Colleen Edwards, Director of Marketing for River Islands, and I'm so happy to have you on. I've really enjoyed talking about River Islands with Ron Wotus, and we really enjoy it. As I'm sitting here, I'm saying, you know, I'm starting to get a little tired of Arizona. I'm starting to get tired of Arizona, you know?
Well, you know what? You would be perfect at River Islands because, my dear, we have Islanders Field.
For That's right.
$5,
you could
wander over from your house and see really high-quality traveling league high school and college play and sit in the stands and scream. It's really a lot of fun.
Well, I love it. Yeah, as I say, you know, the 100-degree temperature, 110 in Arizona, it's starting to get to me a little bit. All right. Very good. Well, thank you so much for being on. I appreciate it, and it's great to have you on the show. And we love doing the spot. I know Larry Krueger does it as well, and I've heard John Lund do it. And it's from our heart, and there's nothing better than River Islands. So riverislands.com, and Colleen, thank you so much for being on.
Thanks for having me, Marty. Wonderful to talk to you.
All right. Have a good day. That is riverislands.com. That is Colleen Edwards. And, I'm interested in River Islands. I really am. Riverislands.com. And what a great opportunity. Now, financing, very important. What's going on in the world today? We watch the news and there's so much going on. Bridge Bank has got it together. We had Fred Voss on, who is a director of marketing in Northern California for Bridge Bank, and Fred explained how these loans go and how Bridge Bank is in the middle of it, and you've got to have your I's dotted and your T's crossed. Believe me, you have to do it that way to qualify for these loans. Nobody understands it better than Bridge Bank. They really, really have it. I know that Bridge Bank in Oakland is opened. I've been in there. It's nice to see everybody, but if it's Sheetal Cordova or Mike Letterman in San Francisco or Jesse Garcia in San Jose or Fred Voss or whatever information you need, Bridge Bank is cool. They understand it, and they can help you. And there's a lot of people that need help as we go through this summer. So check it out, Bridge Bank. Check them out online. Member of the FDIC and the Western Alliance Bank family. More coming up right now. KMBR 680-1045, the Sports Leader.